This is our be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want to encourage you if you're struggling to find peace over a situation. I have learned that if we genuinely trust God, a peaceful state will follow. Recently, we talked about what happens to us when we appear to be in a situation that presents no way out. We used Peter's arrest as an example. King Herod had begun to persecute believers, and Peter was likely next in line. To prevent Peter from escaping, he was guarded by four squads of four soldiers, plus a soldier was chained to his right and another to his left. An unarmed Peter was surrounded by 18 armed soldiers. To the natural eye, Peter seemed to be in an inescapable situation. Then an angel of the Lord appeared before Peter and instructed him to wake up, get dressed, and to follow him. Notice the angel's first words to Peter, "Wake up." As Peter is surrounded by 18 soldiers, he slept. As he was set to have a public trial the next morning that would likely result in his own persecution, he slept. Peter did what God wants us to do. He genuinely trusted God, and a peaceful state followed. Trust and peace go hand in hand. If you say you trust God, but you're really still anxious and restless, there's an opportunity to trust Him even more. Let's model Peter's actions and hold on to these words. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, present your request to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, be at peace.